Mike Lindell, founder and inventor of MyPillow, and also chair of the Minnesota delegation to this week's Republican National Convention. How's it going, Mike?
It's going great. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's good to catch up with you. It has been a busy week. What do you see as you know? I know Minnesota is extremely important to the president. I see the numbers are moving already. But what's the goal of this week? What is your hope comes out of all these incredible stories?
Well, I mean, this is going to get the awareness show everybody what this, all the stuff that's came to fruition, these amazing things, and how, look at the people he had on, how it's affected their daily lives and what the great things this administration has done. It's so entertaining, too. Everyone I've talked to, it's entertaining. People are engaging. I think you're going to get a lot of Democrats flipping. Independents are going to fall over, like blow them over with a feather. And, it's just so informative and so, you know, I kept flipping it to crooked CNN, which obviously I have a reason to say how bad they are from last week's interview they did to me. But I was flipping over to them, and they were actually showing these, you know, showing most of it and part of it. And I think that's great that we're going to get the message out to everyone, not just to people that are already going to vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah, I was appalled by that interview from Anderson Cooper for, among other things, you know, name calling and everything else. First of all, don't we all want, not as CNN or Fox or Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative, don't we all want options for people with COVID?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? Scott, you know me. I wouldn't get behind anything that wasn't real. These safety tests have been done. I didn't want to give them to him on air. He made a fool of himself, because you can go right to PhoenixBiotechnology.com, and the safety tests are right there. They were done. 3 years ago that this Oleandrin is safe to take. 3 years ago, it's been submitted to the FDA this spring. It's safe, and why not try it? Why not? You know, they've been slow playing us at the FDA to do a test, and we just want to show people what we already know, and let's do a test in a hospital setting. And Anderson Cooper called me a liar. There's no safety test. Well, how come you didn't do your due diligence? Because he was out to destroy me. That interview was supposed to be 4 minutes. It was 23 minutes long.
Oh, yeah. Incredible. That's how they roll. There's no doubt about it. When you say the FDA is slow rolling, specifically this particular product that you're talking about, or in general a cure or anything that can help, therapy, whatever.
Well,
what are they doing?
Look what the president comes out with this thing the other night, and the media right away says, oh, he's fast-tracked it. He went around to cut corners. Listen, the FDA is, I don't know why, but I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like it in my life. When I know the product works, I use it. I've got involved with the company because I wanted to make sure that we can get it out to the masses. I have personally given it to over 50 to 100 of my friends and family, and about 70% had tested positive, and they were fine in 3 days. I mean, this is it's the most amazing product I've ever seen in history, and it's been all tested. They've been around 25 years testing it against cancer. This was tested at the University of Texas MD this spring, and the results were phenomenal. They were tested at Fort Detrick. And for some reason, why wouldn't the FDA or them to say, hey, go ahead and try it. Give us an IND in a hospital setting. You already have proof that it's safe, so you can take it. And now let's see if it helps. What's wrong with that? And it was very sad that they're just delaying it. I don't know if it's because on November 4th, all of a sudden, boom, it's going to work. They're going to give us the IND. I mean, there's no reason. The American people, if it had been, you know, all these stuff, they haven't come up with anything in 9 months, Scott. 9 months, the greatest scientists in the world. Well, our president reaches out for solutions from the private sector, from anyone he can get. We're in the middle of a pandemic. This isn't time to play politics with our lives. It's terrible. Enough people have died to fill Madison Square Garden, and you've got this, you know, the FDA is that, you know, it's proven as safety. They could just add it to the dietary supplement list, and we can get out there. And then Cooper tried to switch it as a poisonous plant. Do you know how many things we get that are poisonous, from nutmeg to you know, alcohol, every, you know, if you take too many aspirin, anything is, and so many things come from poisonous plants or poisonous. We're not using the plant. You're using an extract and mixed with a couple of things that, that make this thing, it works against, the envelope virus, which is this, COVID-19.
Yeah. So, by the way, again, the safety tests have been done on thousands of people on this thing. What they're saying is obviously we want to study specifically for coronavirus treatment, but the actual product is safe. And as you say, why not? Why not? I mean, yeah, it's just saying this is the election infection. This isn't COVID. This is the election.
Yeah, it really is.
It's another tool to try and take out Donald Trump, plain and simple, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's safe. Why? I mean, everybody, we want to get the whole public behind us now that Anderson Cooper made it an international event talking about it. Everyone else, go to phoenixbiotechnology.com. The safety tests are right there. I take it every day. I don't get sick. So many people I know are taking it as a prophylactic. By the way, it's not for sale yet because we're waiting. You can't sell something that's got to go through the FDA, get an IND, or get on a supplement list. So they're blocking this. Why? If it's safe, why not try it?
Why not try it? Only about a half a minute left. I want to know today, 69 days to Election Day, what you, in every fiber of your being, believe will happen on Election Day in Donald Trump versus Joe Biden.
Well, first and foremost, we're going to win Minnesota by quite a bit, too. The Democrats are flipping. I just did a bunch of commercials where these Democrats that are flipping, and I interviewed them as to why they're flipping, and it's just amazing. We have such all this terrible Democratic leadership and decisions that were made. That's going to help the election. But we're going to win by a landslide. But that doesn't say everybody's got to get out and vote. I want you all to go tell your Democrat friends, hey, look what he's done. Look at this and look how it's affected your daily lives. From the farmers got the biggest order of grain ever from China in history, the two biggest orders ever in the Iron Range of Minnesota. The steel workers are back. It's just going to be a landslide.
We love and pray, folks. Absolutely.